This episode contains verbal degradation between two consenting adults. Please listen at your own discretion.
Is it cold?
Not really.
Oh, well, it's better than staying in the house. I thought your mum said she got the air conditioning fixed.
That was last summer. I think there might be a couple of box fans in the garage. I'll look for them when we go back inside.
Ah, it's all good. The heat's a good excuse for us to sleep naked.
You submerge yourself completely underwater, grinning at me as you dunk your head, disappearing beneath the surface of the dark green water. It's been unbearably hot the last few days. I've been coming here to my family's little river cabin outside of town since I was a kid, but I can't remember it ever being this hot. Even at night, it's like the air is thick and heavy, like you could reach out and grab it. It's the kind of heat that makes you tired all day, but keeps you from being able to sleep at night.
Whew. Oh. Damn, that feels good. Oh. Oh, I like it here. Sweet of your family to let us crash for a few days.
Yeah. No one really uses it anymore, now that all the kids are grown up.
Oh, lucky for us.
You drift towards me in the water, holding your arms out and beckoning me further out. I wade closer to you, letting the cool water lap up against my chest until the ground becomes too deep for me to touch. Your hands close around my waist and press my body against yours. I lift myself up and hold onto your neck for support while wrapping my legs around your hips. Your hands shift down to beneath my ass, and your fingers curl into my bare skin. Even though we've been dating for almost a year, being this close to you, well, it fills me with this rush every time. Still makes me a little dizzy when you look at me. I run my fingers over the tattoo across your chest. I still remember the day you got this one. 5 hours on that table and you were squirming the whole time, trying to hide how much pain you were in.
What? What are you smiling about?
Nothing. Just happy you're here with me. Your mouth is warm and... I wonder if you know how easily you turned me on.
You're so fucking sexy.
I look up and you've got that big, bad wolf look in your eyes. Like you want to play the game. Our game. The one where we get a little rough. A little reckless. I bite down on my lip and drag my teeth slowly across. Watching you, watching me. It took me a while to figure you out when we first started dating. What you were into, what made you smile. You were so stoic then, a little guarded. But it wasn't hard to break your walls down and teach you that it's okay to smile, to be playful. And now I know exactly what makes you squirm. I can give you a look and take you from 0 to 100 in a few seconds. Feels good to have you all figured out.
I see you. You know what you're doing.
What? What am I doing?
You're trying to provoke me. That's That's not fair.
No. Why not?
Because someone might hear us.
And when has that ever stopped you before? Someone might hear us. As if you weren't the one who wanted to fuck on my apartment balcony last week.
Oh, was that me? No, I thought that was your idea. Fuck, baby.
What?
You're getting me really worked up.
Am I?
You're making me very hard right now.
Can I see? I keep one hand on your neck and let the other fall beneath the surface of the water, down your side, and across the front of your shorts. I wrap my hand around your shaft, through your bathing suit, just to make sure you're getting the message loud and clear. I want this. And I want it bad. The closest neighbor's house is down the road. Visible from here, but I doubt anyone would hear us if we got a little noisy. And if they did, well, I honestly wouldn't care. I want your dick. Please.
Listen to you begging already. You're really desperate to get fucked right now, aren't you? Oh, you want to be mine? Yeah?
Yes, please.
You know, you don't get this dick unless you earn it.
There we go. That's what I've been craving. The second I noticed that look in your eyes, I wanted it too.
You want to earn it, huh? Is that what you want?
Yeah. Make me earn it, baby. Oh,
you sound like such a needy little slut. You're my slut, aren't you?
Yeah.
Say it.
I'm your slut.
That's right. You're mine. You're all mine to do whatever I want with.
Fuck. Baby, please. I need your dick.
Oh, if you're good for me, and you prove you can deserve it, then I might give it to you. Just be the obedient slut I know you can be, and you'll get what you want, okay?
Your mouth is hard and insistent against mine. Like you're having a hard time restraining yourself. It's so easy for us both to get wrapped up in this game. To lose ourselves in our desire and just Let it take control. That word, slut, is reverberating through my mind. I don't know when I started to like it so much, or why, but maybe it's how safe I feel with you. Maybe it's because you're someone that I deeply care about. Whatever the reason, I get a full body jolt every time you say it.
I'm gonna make you work for this, Dick.
Your grip around my hips tightens, and you walk us both through the water, back towards the shore. I readjust my hold around your neck as you carry me out of the shallow water. You lower us both down to the soft, grassy shore. And before I'm even fully on my back, your hands are pressing hard against my thighs, pushing my legs open, settling yourself between them.
Keep your hand on my cock, baby. If you want it, then you're gonna have to do everything I tell you to do.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.